92.9 FM, Atlanta's Classic Rock. It's the new Z93. Eileen Kimball with you. I know you like that. I know you were rocking out. You were rocking out with me. You know, I'm deaf right now. I can't hear anything because the speakers were up so loud. But that's what you do with a song like that. Destroyer from the Kinks. Atlanta's Best Rock, Z93 with Steely Dan. See, right there, I think that's when the guitar just starts really taking off right there and they start fading it out. So if it was up to me, I'd say just keep on playing. But no, they needed to go. Time to end the song. Eileen Kimball with you on Atlanta's Best Rock, Z93. Atlanta's Classic Rock, the new Z93. One of those true Buckingham Nicks collaborations where Stevie wrote the song on the piano and Lindsey added the guitar and became pure magic. Well, here's some low-key Springsteen and a great one from Bowie. It's all coming up. Oh, you gotta love that. That's good stuff there. Atlanta's Best Rock, Z93, with Santana's Europa. What a great song to listen to driving around on this beautiful sunny day. Starts off like a love song and then just cranks up, and it's fabulous. One of my favorite songs from Santana. Eileen Kimball with you. Hey, how you doing? Song from the Doors album that reversed the trend of each successive album taking longer to produce. L.A. Woman took just a few weeks to record compared with, let's say, Ooh, Morrison Hotel, which took them 9 months. They kind of knocked out a song a day with that one. With this guy, he just announced his first ever run of shows backed by a full orchestra. Elton John playing a five-night stand at Radio City Music Hall, his first ever appearance. And he's playing with an orchestra of music students from London's Royal Academy of Music and New York's Juilliard School. That should be fantastic. Are you interested in that?
3 days of music. 500,000 people on a 600-acre farm. Yasker's Farm, upstate New York. It rained, nobody cared. Bad acid, nobody cared. Nobody cared, but you heard some great music. And we'll get back to that in just a minute.
Hey, Eileen Kimball with you. Coming up, we're going to go into some Fleetwood Mac stuff. In fact, we're going to do a song that was actually challenged in court by a woman who claimed she wrote it before Stevie Nicks stole it from her, she says. Months of testimony went by. Stevie's lawyers proved it was Stevie's song because they produced the demo that she recorded 4 years before it even appeared on the Fleetwood Mac Mirage album. So the woman went away. She gave up.
Again, a George Harrison song that might not have been written had things not been going so badly at Apple Records back in 1969. The Beatles company was a real tense mess at the time, and that inspired George to escape to his friend Eric Clapton's house, where on a walk through Clapton's garden, he wrote that song.